Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, and what an honor it is to be with you today. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord and be able to operate and live a life of the fullness of God. You know, it's a beautiful thing when we understand what God is doing in the body of Christ. And so today, we want to kind of share a little bit with you about what I think the body of Christ, you know, salvation and healing are inseparable. The same Lord who forgives our sins and heals our diseases, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, the word salvation is all exclusive, including within its meaning forgiveness, reconciliation, deliverance, healing, safety, rescue, setting at liberty. You know, when Israel left Egypt, the sacrificial lamb slaughtered before their departure served two purposes. Number one, the blood of the lamb sprinkled on the doorpost protected the people from judgment of sin that came that Passover night. The flesh of the lamb was eaten to provide substantial and strength for their journey ahead. The physical benefits were so great that Psalms 105 verse 37 states of God's people, there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Now I want you to think about this. These people have been in slavery for years, and there was not one single person feeble, not one single person walking on a walker, not one single person having to be carried, not one feeble or weak person that needed to be uplifted, not one weak that needed to be hauled in a wagon. One lamb covered both the spiritual and the physical needs. Now, when you think about that today, if you go to any church in America, there's somebody, if not more than one, going to be in that church walking on a walker, walking in a wheelchair, having to have some help to get around. There's going to be people there. And so when I begin to think about the revelation of what this scripture is trying to say, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases in Psalms 103 verse 3. Jesus went about forgiving sins and healing the sick. You can find that in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed because God was with him. Now, he told the 12 to do the same. He told the 70 to do the very same thing. Now, we see here that these 12 went out and done all kinds of miracles. We see these 70s went out. Actually, the 70 even come back and said, Lord, even the demons bow to us. He said, don't be impressed with that. You be impressed that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I begin to ask myself, you know, all this took place in the four Gospels. All this take place in the Book of Acts. All this take place. He was a healer under the Old Covenant. Where is that person gone today? He could have told the 500 to do the same thing. Everyone called to preach the gospel of forgiveness of sin is also told to heal the sick. Now, why are we not seeing that today? The two are inseparable. Then I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't understand why don't we see that? Why don't we experience that? Why ain't we seeing that every time that we take communion? Because under the Old Covenant, when they took communion here, they came out of Israel, they ate of the Lamb, and their physical body was strengthened, their spiritual life was changed and transformed. Everything about them was changed. Every time we take communion, we are reminded of man's two areas of need, spiritual health and physical health. The cup reminds us that the blood of Jesus takes away all of our sins. The wafer or the broken bread reminds us that with His stripes we are healed. Salvation and healing come to us through the life and the death of Jesus Christ. You can claim them both. Now, I want you to think about this as we go in our separate ways today, as you've heard me talk about this. I want you to think about just spending some time alone with the Lord and saying, Lord, I want you to reveal why we're not seeing this today. Is it because people don't believe? Is it because it doesn't work? Is it we're taking the Word out of context? No, I think we've studied the Word significantly and run those words that by His stripes you were healed. And I think we've run those words and those Greek words and those Hebrew words, I think we've run them until they prove that healing and sins forgiven is inseparable. And so we've got to understand why this is not happening. Well, we know it can't be God. We know it's got to be a misunderstanding, or it's got to be a lack of us believing the truth. Now, the Bible said you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. So if that truth is going to make me free, then that healing and my sins are truly forgiven, then my healing of my body is truly the same manifestation. So why we're not seeing it happen? Well, we're in a place of darkness. We're in a place in a time that the world kind of bombards our minds, and we have all these substitutes to try to. I do believe that God uses doctors to heal us, but I also believe that God is a healer. And I believe that God, by His Word, sent His Word and healed us and delivered us from all destruction. But we've got to get to a place to where the Word of God is so powerful in our lives that we don't drift away from it, that we stay fixed on it. So I want you to think about and I want you to pray about over the next few days, Lord, give me revelation on Psalms 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And listen to the Holy Spirit and let Him speak to you. And I promise that'll be the beauty of grace for you.